Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hot start for us here on Sabres Live from KeyBank Center, site of tomorrow's season opener for Buffalo. They'll take on the New York Rangers, who fell last night. Alex Tuck is with us as we get things rolling today. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Pretty good.
So do you get to watch hockey now that you have, like, responsibilities, like kids, and it's like, is it a man-on-man or is it a zone coverage?
Yeah, no, it depends. I mean, I leave a lot, so it's definitely zone for her. But once I'm home, it's usually man-on-man, which is good. But, no, it's been great. I mean, kids are usually in bed by 7, 8 o'clock, so I get to watch a little hockey at night.
Is Teddy a good big brother?
Oh, yeah, Teddy's the best. He's great. He just follows my oldest one around because my oldest one drops some food.
Okay, for those that don't know, you got to follow Teddy Tuck on Twitter. That's the dog. So that's on Instagram, I should say. My daughter tells me all the Teddy Tuck update on Instagram. So
should have put a new one out. He got groomed yesterday. It looks really good right now.
He looks pretty good all times. For those that don't know, can you give us the update on the burgeoning family?
So my wife and I just welcomed our second boy at the end of April there, Teller Luke Tuck, and obviously his big brother Tripp was very excited. It's been a fun dynamic. They're really close in age, about 16 and a half months apart, so like I said, it's all hands on deck right now at home.
What's the age difference between you and Luke?
Almost six years.
Wow,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, big
so
difference. Yeah, my brother and sister difference. Are 6 years younger.
Okay, so you guys decided, let's get into it. We're in diapers. Let's stay in diapers.
Yeah, no. So she's my wife's a twin. She's an identical twin sister.
Wow.
So, they grew up obviously very close, and they're still close today. And that's something that I wish my brother and I are really close now, and same with my sister, but I wish I was a little bit closer in age than them.
Is big brother Tripp with the hockey stick in the kitchen, on the floor, everything going already?
Oh, yeah. He likes golf, too, which is fun.
Oh,
so
that
he
is
does
nice.
Both. He does both. So, yeah, it's really
lefty,
fun.
Lefty, righty?
Righty. I've noticed he's a righty. So,
okay.
Yeah, I thought he was a little ambidextrous at first. He's throwing left, throwing right, and then he's been righty all the way now.
Duffer is all over the place. So
just keep us posted when he starts goaltending because we want to know what hand he catches with. So.
Never going to happen. No way.
Free lessons from Sabres Live. That's
so,
what you get.
So here you are, a couple of kids, age 29, embarking on season number 10 in the NHL. What's in store in season 10 for you?
Hopefully a lot of wins. That's what we're hoping for. But no, just really excited, obviously. Like you said, season 10. I think it's 10 now, is it?
I think so.
Yeah. 9 or 10.
I mean, parts of, you
yeah,
know.
Parts of, yeah. Yeah. So 9 full seasons, I guess you can say now.
Sure.
And so that was, it's been an unbelievable experience. I mean, I count myself as the luckiest guy in the world, and to be able to play here now for my hometown team growing up, it's been an unbelievable experience, and really excited for, I guess it's season 5 here for me now.
You ended up in the top 15 in Selke voting last year. What does that mean to you, and how do you, like, further embrace that part of the game moving forward?
Yeah, I think I've been trying to take strides in becoming that 200-foot complete player that is really hard to play against defensively. And it was nice to get some recognition. But I wasn't satisfied, honestly. I want to be in the top five or even become a finalist at some point in my career. And hopefully this year I can do that. And that's what I'm pushing for, and that's what I want.
It's not easy to do it from the wing. Like a lot of the Selke voters always look centers and all of that, but your impact on the penalty kill, I think, was what like opened people's eyes. Like, oh, he's a really good penalty killer, and you can score shorthanded goals. You can attack that way. Are you adjusting, or are you watching what you did last year and trying to bring that same energy, that same aggressiveness in the penalty kill?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think there's a lot of stuff to build off of, and there's stuff that I want to be even better at. And I think that our penalty kill has some major steps that it needs to take to be an elite penalty kill in this league. And I thought we took some really good steps towards the end of the year, and we were a lot better. But we want to start off really hot this year.
You started training camp with McLeod and Zucker, and the training camp kind of more with Kulik and Zucker. It looks like that's the way it's going to go tomorrow. What's the dynamic with Jiří? We were told yesterday by Josh Doan that he is absolutely clueless when it comes to hockey, players, teams, history of the game. Do you have to teach him a little something when you're sitting on the bench next to him?
No, I'll let Zucks handle that. No, it's good. No,
they do have a pretty good relationship.
Yeah, they do.
Two,
they
right?
really do. It's been great. Yeah, Zucks took him under his wing last year, and it was awesome. I thought it was Zucks is a great veteran presence, a great leader in our room and stuff. And for him to bring Cooley under his wing, I think that was awesome for him to do. And I think it helped Jiří out a lot. And, yeah, I'm sure he knows more than he's letting on, too. Maybe he's one of those guys. But, no, definitely. I mean, I still think that he's going to have an unbelievable year this year. Yeah. He's going to take steps that are going to really surprise people, and he's been awesome to play with so far this camp.
What works best for you with him, Jiří, that is?
Yeah, I just got to keep pumping confidence into him. I think at times, like being a younger guy, you don't really know what you're capable yet. So sometimes you're trying to prove it, or sometimes your confidence can shrink a little bit because of things aren't going well in this way or that way. So it's something that I think Zucks and I are really going to be focusing on playing with him, is to continue to push him, but also just like make him know how good of a player he is and how good he can be. And I think at Pitt, I think it, like in the first period, he's gripping a stick a little bit, and I talked to him and I was like, just keep going, just keep like shoot the puck, like do what you know you're best at, and he ended up with two goals and in a little bit different area than he's used to. But we talked about that too. I feel like that's going to be a place where he can surprise people and find a lot more goals than he even knows he's capable of doing.
Who did that for you? Or I mean, were you just born with confidence and you're like, I got it?
No, I mean, you go through the ebbs and flows of your career, and there's guys that are really good at picking you up, and then guys that are a little bit harder on you. And I don't know. I actually his name came up in the locker room today, but Paul Stastny was an unbelievable teammate. He's an unbelievable person, and he was someone I leaned on a lot my first couple of years in the league. And he showed me how to be a pro. He showed me how to approach the game each day, and I learned a lot from him, even just straight up hockey and like knowledge and the way to play the game the right way. And and that was really key for my success in this league.
That was kind of his thing, right? Like just very, very hockey smart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was so much fun to play with, honestly. Like, I remember he drew up this face-off play in Carolina, and he was like, just go to the back door. It's going to be there. Just go to the back door. I almost missed the wide-open net. And I looked at him, and I was like, I can't believe how wide-open of a net I had. And it was an incredible play right off the face-off. He won it back, slipped through, and just tapped it to me back door, and I was just wide-open net. It's great.
That's pretty good. Okay, so what about some of the newcomers? I mean, we did have Josh Doan on the show yesterday. Kesselring's a new guy. You know, there's a few new faces here and guys that, you know, are trying to earn more minutes and whatever. So how do you think those guys impact what's going to start tomorrow night?
No, it's great always to have some new, fresh faces with different perspective come in. I think all of them have come in with a lot of energy. They all bring a little bit something different to the team. They're filling holes that I think needed to be filled in this offseason, and they're coming in and playing really well. Obviously, losing Kesselring right now hurts.
Yeah, that's big.
we're going to have that next man up mentality guys step in and fill that role until he's back. And I think he's going to be really dynamic for us and have a nice, strong, calming presence on the back end. Obviously, you got the workhorse of Doan. I mean, Danforth. Mm-hmm. I think Timmons is going to be unbelievable for us as that another steady presence back there. The list goes on. And some guys that are trying to, like you said, make a little bit more name for themselves, jump in a little bit higher minutes and situations. And
it's a little bit of size, right? Like, I mean, you're a big guy and you walk around and there's a few big boys that just joined the roster. There's a little bit of size that come and added that. Do you think that's going to be a... something fans don't notice?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Gjertsen is a guy that if you talk about size, he's a big boy. He's a unit for sure, and he can move out there. That was what surprised me most about him is he's got some wheels. He can get up and down the ice, and he's going to be scary to play against for those. I'm just glad he's on my team because that guy's going to be running some guys over, and I think he's going to be a fan favorite really quick.
Should I ask him how much he deadlifts and bench press? Is that what I should ask him?
Five times more than you, whatever the answer is.
Oh, probably 10 times more. Yeah, they had to use to take plates off the bar for me to do the test.
You have the mini bar for you?
Everybody had to do 175. Hasek would show up. He'd be like, I do 135. And then I'd come in after him. I'd do the 135 too.
No surprises there with you goalies, that's for sure.
Did you wish the general manager a happy birthday today?
Is it his birthday today?
Hey, he walked by. I didn't even know.
I had already done so. I just everybody's wanting to know like how often you're talking with him right now.
I haven't seen him today, no. But he's around every day. I didn't know it was his birthday.
Wouldn't that be a present for him or for you if and whenever like a contract gets done?
I think maybe both sides. Yeah. No, definitely, but yeah, no.
Are you okay with where everything's at the moment?
Yeah, no, yeah. Obviously, I don't have a contract right now. Where it's at, I mean, we've had contract negotiations. I have, and my agent has, and there's been talks and ongoing talks and stuff. Right now, I think we're in a comfortable position with where it sits and just going forward. I'm just worrying about tomorrow, honestly. That's what my whole focus has been on this whole summer is, yeah, if it happens, it happens. That's great, but you know what? I'm focused on being the best hockey player I can be. And the best teammate I can be, honestly. And so that's what I want to do is I want to come out and I want to try to get a win against the Rangers tomorrow.
Did you watch the Rangers last night? Did you watch any of the games?
A little bit. I watched a little bit of it. I had some stuff going on. One of my kids didn't want to go down for bed, so I was helping with that. But, no, it was. I got to watch a little bit of the game.
And put a TV in their room so you can watch the game and go to sleep.
That'll go over
good
well.
Good father. Yeah,
exactly.
But they played well defensively. Pittsburgh really, kind of showed up and – a lot of people think Pittsburgh, and that's the thing. Like at the start of every year, people do projections and whatnot, didn't think Pittsburgh was going to be good. They go out and they really win a 1-0 game, like tight defensively. Is the defensive approach, especially playing a game like team like the Rangers, the focus for tomorrow night?
Yeah, no, I think that's something that we've really focused on is trying to reduce the amount of goals against that we have this season as a whole. And that starts with tomorrow night. That starts with being really good through the neutral zone. That starts with not turning pucks over and playing really good defensive hockey and good backchecking too, I think is a huge key, especially against a team that has so many skilled players. You can't give them time and space out there. And that's something that I think we're going to focus on going into tomorrow's game.
Good luck this season. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, guys.
I was going to say, forecheck, back check, paycheck. That's
my mom always says that. She loves those little sayings. That's funny. There he is,
Alex Tuck, who's told us over the years just about what it was like for him as a Sabres fan growing up. And if there is a young Sabres fan in your life who would enjoy exclusive ticket offers, fun gifts, and special event invites, you can sign him up for the Sabres Kids Club today. Visit sabres.com/kidsclub to join in on all the fun this season. Now, speaking of fun and stacking wins, starting the year right, et cetera, et cetera. Marty.
Mm-hmm. As I'm taking a sip of my water.
I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but one of us had a big victory last night.
I've actually forgotten about this.
Right, which is, also does not surprise me. So our friends at Straight Up Sabres podcast, they do a lot of great things at Mr. Good Bar, and last night they had a Sabres trivia showdown with a lot of local podcasters, including
celebrities.
Baker and Fairburn from their podcast.
Is that called the Baker and Fairburn Show?
Yes, okay. And obviously connected to The Athletic as well. So Brandon and Taylor were hosting the event from Straight Up Sabres, and then we had Oz and Tyler from Two in the Box, and Chad and Anthony from Expected Buffalo. Now, I ended up...
Let's set it up, because earlier in the summer, you texted me, hey, would you love to do this trivia? I think it would be fun. And I said, you know what? I don't know if because there's things that come in and out of my schedule. Maybe I'll be available. I'd love to do it. That would be fun, whatever. I think, though, you trivia Sabres, you're number one. So anyway.
But I'm not. But so, we were.
Last night, I see a post of all you saying, like, join us. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's tonight. I totally forgot. And you didn't remind me or didn't bring it up.
No,
so I was like.
Because I made a roster adjustment.
I got traded, people.
No, you were not on the roster based on unavailability.
I didn't even make the 23-man roster.
The point of all this is not to boast about my victory, but to thank Jordan LaBarber from Sabres.com. Because when you suggested that it would be too difficult for you to manage your schedule and actually set aside time, I leaned on the person that has written the most and researched the most content.
And does a ton of trivia. He's always out there doing trivia.
If you just park his inability to get a good microphone for his hits here on Sabres Live, he's an amazing individual.
Yes.
And I learned last night that you should follow your instincts. You should trust those that you trust. And dare I say, Marty, we would have never won the grand prize last night if you and I had been together. Because Jordan, so it was teams of two, and you sit there and you have a whiteboard and you write in the answer and then hold it up and announce what, you know.
What type of questions was there?
Oh, everything. Literally. It's
hard ones?
Yeah, there were some that were so ridiculous. They were very, very, very specific. Like, there was one about, like, the 05, 06 or the 06, 07 team that how many 20 goal scorers did they have by February 1st? And I'm like, well, that's a sortable stat. And we got it right. We guessed five.
Five, and we got it right.
But it was an incredible, like, detailed, perfect overview of the entire history of the franchise, which is good for me. But Jordan is equally as good, despite being almost half my age, because of all the research he has done.
Yes.
Think about this. We're not far removed from the 50-year anniversary. The amount of work that went in for everyone on our content team. So anyway, this is a long way of saying thank you to Mr. Goodbar for hosting us. Thank you to Thin Man Brewery, who donated some of the grand prizes. I took the Oktoberfest. Jordan took the pumpkin spice, which is not surprising at all. And we, of course, got the bragging rights, which we will hold for a while. Now,
And also, you were the... So the way they presented it, join us, and they had the teams that were going to compete. And then it was a special guest joining Jordan LaBarber for the fourth team. You were the special guest, so you were that player to be named later.
I'm not in hot. I didn't really want to be like a big social media presence on it beforehand. So, but honestly, the best part was it all benefited our great friends at Hashik Heroes, and they were in attendance last night too. So, all around, just a really nice community effort. It was an incredibly tight race to the finish and down to the last question. So,
what was the last question?
Last question was a no-brainer for me, and it was the Mayday goal, and who was it scored against?
Oh, so, well, that would be an easy.
But
one.
You would think, but it was not universally answered across the group. So
really?
I literally ripped the whiteboard out of Jordan's hands and scribbled it in.
So for those that are listening right now and they're like, who was Mayday's goal against? It was Andy Moog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, you know, Brad May comes in, goes around Ray Bourque, whatever, comes in and puts it in on Andy Moog with the fake slapper, goes around, and Moog is diving. But who would be some of the goalies that people answered?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look.
You didn't look. You knew you had the win.
I was already in celebratory mode, yeah.
I would have thought some people may have thought Reggie Lemelin, because Reggie was a fixture in the early 90s with the Bruins.
I will tell you
Tim Thomas, somebody.
My gosh, yeah. Well,
that was way before Tim Thomas.
I will tell you this. The one question that I was And I did do like a tiny, tiny little bit of crash studying in the afternoon just to refresh my senses on all eras. But the one thing I forgot to do and actually had planned to specifically do it was revisit goaltender wins just so I had the whole thing. There was a question about number three on the list. It was Don Edwards. We got that right. But later on, and this was the most embarrassing one for me that we didn't get, and I'm not sure if anybody across the board got it. Beyond Dominik Hasek, which European Sabres netminder has the most wins?
Beyond Dominik Hasek. Oh, boy. I am going to say... Well, I mean, is this like Trefflov didn't play enough?
No, Nornan, he barely played at all.
Nornan didn't play enough.
This is pretty easy.
It's pretty easy. Linus Ullmark?
He's the next one after this guy, and he's not close.
Lukanen?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm overthinking this.
Exactly. Lukanen has 71 wins, which is 21 more than Ullmark. We guessed, believe it or not, Robin Lehner.
Oh, well, that would have been a good guess.
Lehner was after Ullmark, but he was down at 42. So, yeah, so just because we won doesn't mean that I'm sitting there thinking, oh, this was easy and great. I come away from it going, I should have known that. Anyway,
so how did that conversation go between you and Jordan when you're, like, trying to figure out?
Well, you know my hearing's not good.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's a lot of noise in the room, so we start trying to, and every time I'm like, what?
What's that? Jordan probably said, I said Lukanen, but you went with
I know. And I kept telling him, like, hold the whiteboard closer. Don't let them see the answer. Anyway.
Trivia is so much fun.
It's a great way.
I love it.
Great way to start the year. Better way to start when you have Alex Tuck here on the show. You talked about line combinations. We talk about practice today, practice yesterday. Why don't we, before we roll out of this first segment, we got lots to get to. NHL started last night on three fronts, and there were some... not great.
I'm 0-1 already.
There were a couple of poor performances we can highlight, and there's four tonight, and then the season opens tomorrow for the Sabres here at KeyBank Center against the Rangers.
14 tomorrow. 14 games.
Yes.
And nothing Friday, and then the 16 games. Everybody's playing on Saturday.
Quickly, Coach Lindy Ruff on Power and Samuelson. Looks like they had a good day, so that is very encouraging for tomorrow. Benson pucked the cheek very early on in practice today. Looks like he's going to be okay. Kesselring, getting better, walking better, doing better. That's a good phrase. Hopefully that continues too. But I do want to quickly get into the other, well, the newest, pardon me, netminder here in Buffalo. After Georgiev went on waivers yesterday, and we'll find out more on his, you know, future moving forward. But it was pretty clear. It's Lion. And it's Colton Ellis. That's Colten, not the more often thought
not,
of spelling.
Not Colton Orr.
It's Colten.
Yeah, Colton Ellis.
And we'll talk about Ellis in a quick second. Lion, though, what do you think's going through? He's got 100 career starts in his NHL career.
Well, what's going through his head is simple. He knew when he signed in Buffalo that this was the opportunity that he possibly was going to have, you know, a mentor role, maybe an elevated role, depending on what's going on. I don't think he was expecting, I'll come in and play the first game of the season, but that's always on the, you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You have to prepare for everything. I think he's excited about it. I think he has to know that him and the team having a good start can go a long way, not just for the team, for his career and establishing himself. And what he did a few years back with Florida, but that was late in the year, bring that back and do it at the start of the year with Buffalo.
And keep in mind, he has a winning record in those 100 starts over the course of his NHL career, and he's seen almost 70 starts over the last 2 years. So this is now nothing new for a guy who's
a late bloomer.
Right, exactly. And what he also talked about after, you know, landing in Buffalo this summer was about being a really good teammate, but battery mate, like tandem, you know, like don't just be focused on yourself. And now he's got someone new in the organization. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Colton Ellis, who was expecting to just continue along where he had been in Springfield of the AHL, and yet now he is here.
It was good. I think that's all you look for every year is just to improve on the things that you work on all summer and throughout the year. So I thought, everybody that helped me out last year, the goalie coach in the summer, Scotty Guthrow, and then Dan Stewart in Springfield. We work closely together, kind of fine-tuning details, and it's been a process, and I'm happy where my game's at right now. I believe so. I mean, it's something I worked for 25 years now, right? So every day just grinding to get better and working on what I can control and, working with the people that I mentioned earlier. Just putting it all together and now having the opportunity to be in an NHL dress room is awesome, and I'm super excited about it.
I'm excited for him. I'm excited to see those two goaltenders on the ice in warm-up when we get on the air tomorrow on MSG. Pre-game coverage at 6:30. Lots of giveaways. It's going to be a fantastic night. Starts with the blue and gold carpet experience, of course. Players' arrival, 3:45 in the afternoon. All of that's great.
They're setting up right now.
All of that is great. But what's going to be really great is watching Ellis come onto the ice wearing number 92.
92. That is a – listen, numbers these days, depending on the teams you were on when you grew up. I remember I played Bantam hockey one time, mm-hmm. and our numbers, like the mites were 1 to 20.
Yes,
and
yeah,
the
I remember
squirt
you telling
was, you. So yep. We were like 60 to 80. So, you're a goalie wearing 81. Like that's what it was. But 92, I think a lot of the goalies, 29 is a good goalie number. Marc-Andre Fleury, Kent Dryden, Felix Podvin. Yeah, you're right. Felix Podvin was 29. But if it's not available when you're in juniors, then you flip it and then you get 92 and then you're like, oh, that worked well for me. I'm going to keep it. It's unique. It's different. Mm-hmm. That would have been a great trivia question at last night. Who is the only other Sabre to have worn a number 92 before Colton Ellis will tomorrow?
Alex Nylander.
That was an easy one. I think a lot of people would have remembered that, mm-hmm. but it's still a unique number, it's the highest number ever worn by a goalie here in Buffalo.
It is, and we are looking forward to Ellis fitting right in with the group. He did wear number 92 in his junior career, mm-hmm. of which that landed him third-round pick status by the Blues, and ultimately through his minor pro journey to get here. He's had different numbers, 35, 33, 31, like he had last year with Springfield. But now it's 92 for Buffalo with 34, expecting to get the start tomorrow. And Alex Lyon, that'll, of course, be confirmed later. Lindy Ruff said Owen Power, Matias Samuelson should be available for the opener against the Rangers tomorrow. Lots to get to. Results from last night. Looking ahead to not only tonight's games, but things that we can break down even further on an individual and team front across the league as we continue Sabres Live after this.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. Rolling along. Sunshine is back after yesterday's gray day. We expect it's going to roll right into tomorrow with pleasant daytime temps in the 50s under sunshine for our blue and gold carpet arrival, Martin.
Are we going to match tomorrow?
I can tell you this. I'm not wearing this color scheme tomorrow.
Yeah, but I know we have a jacket that is very similar. So I'm wondering if we're going to
No, it's not going to be similar because I have a new one and
That's
I know you don't
one?
Have
okay.
it yet.
Yes. Okay. I was supposed to go on Monday and I rescheduled.
Dude, I was thinking about this.
I rescheduled.
I was like, you are not going over to Napoli's after consuming a 1,500-calorie lunch at the Delaware North food unveiling.
Yeah, I was supposed to go before.
Right.
But that was the bills were Sunday night, and then I was like, I can't.
I did not eat again until the next day after that. And by the way, the tastings with some of our local Sabres influencers will feature that on the broadcast tomorrow night on MSG.
That's awesome.
I believe so,
yes. That's awesome.
Okay. We'll have some Darlene jerseys to give away as well. Anyway. So, yeah, I'll be...
Answered the question the other day about how many... I put something out about tagging a friend to win a pair of tickets. That's on my ex account.
Yeah.
Check your mailbox because I messaged the winner. It's a randomly picked winner.
Okay.
And I check and I send a message out yesterday. I haven't heard back yet. So check your mailbox if you think you may have won because I DM'd the winner. If that doesn't get done by 5 o'clock today, I'm going to pick a different winner and message them tonight. So, maybe there's going to be a Mega Million redraw for the pair of tickets for tomorrow night.
I would like that. Panthers, Penguins, Avs, all victorious last night. There are four games tonight. There have been contracts signed around the NHL.
Yes.
Dazed and disturbed is what we're calling it. What has put you in either state so far as we have completed one night in this NHL season?
I'm going to go with what matters for us tomorrow night in the Pittsburgh-New York Rangers game. I even got a text from my son. He's like, Shelovs is starting in Pittsburgh?
Yep.
I'm like, yeah. They went and made the move. They acquired him. He won this Calder Cup last year. And you go back to the playoffs 2 years ago, he was good for the Vancouver Canucks. Just didn't start well last year with the Canucks and then ended up in the American League. He was really good. He was so under control and so steady. I'm not saying that the Rangers tested him as much as I thought they would.
So wait a minute. Are you dazzled? Did I say dazed? I think I might have said dazed.
Dazed.
No, it's dazzled. Dazzled and disturbed.
And disturbed.
Is what I was trying to lead him. This is problematic.
That's a little bit of both. I'm dazzled by Shelovs, but I was disturbed by the offense
of
the Rangers.
Thank you. That was what I was getting to. Rangers are here tomorrow. I was disturbed by their quietness last night.
They missed the net a lot. Like Lafreniere in the slot goes poof, like in the glass behind the net.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like they still had more shots. They still had some good looks, but I was disturbed by their offense. And maybe that's because Mike Sullivan came in and his number one priority was we got to play better defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Spent so much time working on the defensive side of the game, it didn't translate to any offense. But they were good defensively. And
empty netters are for winners.
Well, a couple of, Brazo and don't remember who had the second one. Lizotte, I think, had the second one. Here's what I was dazzled by. I'm okay with the Rangers' special jerseys. They look good on the ice. Shesterkin had a really good look.
The pads were nice.
The pads were nice. New York, the look, Shesterkin, it looked good. I was dazzled by it. I thought I was going to get disturbed. I was dazzled by the look.
That's a fair point. I would go with that. I mean, there was one
goal scored before the two empty netters. So I am dazzled by empty netters are for winners. So Penguins score two empty netters. They're the only team that scored an empty net goal last night, and they did so twice. Now, if a banner gets raised at 5 p.m. on a Tuesday, does it make a sound?
Nope.
Very quietly, the Panthers hoist another one to the rafters en route to a 69-50 shot attempt advantage. Not a crazy, dazzling number, but it's an advantage that they had from the outset against Spencer Knight and the Hawks. And despite the goaltender's best efforts, it ended up being a 3-2 Panthers win over Chicago as they win yet again. You see that record that they have historically, which is amazing considering how bad the Panthers have been over the course of their history. They are 12-0-2 at home when the season begins at home. That's a ridiculous record.
Well, I mean, that's great for them. And if you had those numbers, you probably were going to bet the farm on the Florida Panthers last night, just not the -1.5 because they didn't get that empty net goal. Spencer Knight was really good for the Chicago Blackhawks in that he kept him in the game. I felt like Chicago, they pushed a little bit more in the second half, which got them closer in the shots and shot attempts.
Yes.
Because the first, you know, despite Chicago scoring first, Nazar, a great breakaway, like boom.
Beautiful game
they
for
were
him.
Out,
goal
they were
assist.
Being outshot like 12-3 at one point in the first period. But that Boquist goal, I mean, that is a Florida Panthers fourth line type of working goal. Is he on
and
the fourth line?
And it has to be even more so this year.
It has to be.
So that was
they responded with the 1-1 goal and the last goal.
Of what the Panthers have to do this year.
Nice like swing of the bat into the goal. It was awesome.
Okay. The disturbing performance of the night, I think, was the Los Angeles
Kings.
Yes,
very disturbing.
Partly because you've been pushing in this direction that there may, in your opinion, have been some fallout, I think, from how they lost to Edmonton last year and whether they would be able to get it right under Jim Hiller. Well, the good news is they can atone for last night's, again, quiet performance against Colorado with a game in Vegas tonight. But don't let the statistics fool you. L.A. was the only losing team to have a shot attempt advantage last night.
Yeah.
It was the most score effect situation you will see.
It's 4-0.
They were down 3-0 after two. They had only 11 shots on goal. It never looked like the Kings were going to win that game to me.
It never looked like Colorado was going to let it slip. That's the thing. Like I'm trying to figure out, was that the Kings being so bad or Colorado being so good? I think my early prediction is Colorado winning the cup. I can see this team, and they don't even have Mackenzie Blackwood right now, and Scott Wedgwood was really good
really
in that.
Really good in the third period.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a 5-on-3 that ended up costing him his shutout, but he was really good. So I think Colorado's – I still think Vegas is probably the best team in the league right now when you look at the, on paper. But Colorado, like the control, McKinnon control, McCarr control – Gabriel Landeskog, like being there from the start now and having a summer to train and a preseason and a training camp. Marty Natchez, like let's not forget all the talk last year was Rantanen going to Carolina, being traded to Dallas, and then he signs a contract, $12 million a year. Marty Natchez
needs a contract.
Needs a contract. Kyle Connor just signed a contract, but he starts the season with a couple goals. And I really liked him in Colorado last year. I thought that was a great fit for him. He's a really good fit, and Colorado, to me, was dominant much more. I was more dazzled by Colorado, and I loved it, than confused by L.A., because I still think it's just one game.
Bedazzled were the jerseys for the Kings, but they didn't live up to...
You like the helmets?
Well, I'm used to the helmets, because the Kings are at the front of the line.
They have like five different helmets.
Exactly. The matte black I thought was amazing back in the day. Many didn't like the chrome. I loved the chrome because
the
LA
chrome,
did it and, you know, whatever. Last night's was eh. I mean, was it a, were they trying to like pay homage to the Detroit Lions of the 70s and 80s playing at the Pontiac Silverdome? Because to me, the Silver Domes did not perform very well last night.
It did not, but they look good. I love the look. Like for the first game, come out, a different look. but I'm not a fan of the chrome. So if I was to blind rank their helmets,
yes,
I'm going to say the matte black is number one because I do like that for LA. I'm going to say their regular black, their regular white, this gray one, mm-hmm. and then the chrome. Like, that would be 1-5.
Okay, those are the three games last night. We've had signings the last few days, which we can dive into. McDavid, the hometown discount. Ekholm, also with Edmonton, takes a pretty sweet discount of a deal. 3 years, $12 million. So that's done. So the Oilers host Calgary tonight, and they've got a couple of pieces now wrapped up, right?
Yeah.
So what does that make Edmonton in the context of Western Conference / NHL favorites?
I still think that the Edmonton Oilers this year is not their year. I think they're looking at how can we give ourselves flexibility in the 26-27 season and the 27-28 season. Mm-hmm. So that's why they gave McDavid that 2-year extension. That's why McDavid took a very, very big hometown discount. Mm-hmm. And that this year, I just don't see the Oilers being a team that's going to be a Stanley Cup contender. Would they make the playoffs? I would think so. They got Draisaitl, they got McDavid, they got Bouchard, they've got some good players. Hyman will return at some point, but I don't see them as a Stanley Cup contenders this year.
Ooh, they are the heaviest favorite among the four games tonight, mm-hmm. as they welcome in Dustin Wolf and the Calgary Flames. I'm going to lean heavy on Edmonton until they prove otherwise. And the real neat challenge, if there can be one after going to the finals in the previous 2 years, is within the regular season, not having a slow start, not causing all this consternation about the coach or this area of the team. That, I think, for those that need to prove their place without Hyman, this month of October is a big fertile ground waiting, you know, for the Savoys of the world.
Well, I was going to say,
you know what I mean? Like, I think there's huge opportunity here, and then you get that potential relief of a former 50-goal scorer and Hyman coming back into the mix.
But you look at their roster.
I know.
It's like, oh, you Matt Savoy is getting a great opportunity. Good for you. Ike Howard is going to get a good opportunity, maybe get elevated. Trent Frederick is going to maybe get a good opportunity.
For a lot of years.
I'd love, it was better when it was, okay, let's bring in Evander Kane and give him that opportunity, or Arvidsson and give him that opportunity, because I feel like those were guys that had established at least some roadmap, but now it's like we're rolling the dice, right? And you're looking for heart eight, and that's all you want to run.
Okay, Vegas is also a favorite tonight against the Kings, who lost last night. Thoughts on this game? Who wins?
Well, for me, what's interesting now is Vegas is one of the best team, if not the best team. I just said that. How does Vegas handle their goaltending for the short term?
Hill expected tonight. Forsberg expected for the Kings. It'll be his first game with LA.
But with Vegas, is who's going to be playing goal on February 1st?
Yeah, I think it'll be Aiden Hill.
I think Carter Hart is going to be signing there.
I think he'll be going to
the AHL, and I think he'll be the guy if everything goes well. He's not going to Rochester
in the East. No, they don't even have crossover games in the conferences. Other than Toronto, Manitoba do their thing, and blah blah blah. But anyway, Boston and Nashville. My handwriting is so bad today. Boston and Washington, with it expected to be Swayman and our good friend Logan Thompson.
Okay, well, if we saw Pittsburgh kind of put a surprise on New York last night, mm-hmm. I could see Boston put in a surprise on Washington tonight.
I could too.
Like, I'm not big on Washington this year. Who was I talking to? Oh, Bruce Boudreau. We're talking to him off the air the other day. And I'm like, how does Ovi look? Because he's been doing some work with Washington Capitals. Mm-hmm. He goes, he's never the fastest at the start of the season. And he may be about as slow as he's ever been. But he was joking, obviously. But it's just, that's Ovi, right? It takes him a little bit of time. And he doesn't have the chase anymore. And it's last year of his deal. And maybe his last year, who knows?
Most exciting and more likely to be a coin flip is Montreal and Toronto. And Montreal surging in many ways based on last year's performance. The Maple Leafs with so much to prove with a smaller core group, but an awful lot of additions that they hope will help them in the back half of this season. A healthy Austin Matthews,
yep.
Montembeau Stolarz, the goalie matchup.
So I know this has been kind of ruffling some feathers. It's not a feather in your cap, but it's ruffling some feathers.
In advance of Canadian Thanksgiving?
Yes, absolutely. Pluck those feathers. I'm high on Toronto this year. Mm-hmm. I think Toronto is going to be really good. I think they win the Atlantic.
I do too.
So, and I'm not high on Montreal. Once again, figure it out. I think that Montreal misses out on the playoffs. Not only is missing out, I think that they will be a little bit behind Buffalo. Okay. I think they had 91 points last year, the Montreal Canadiens. And they didn't have – it was a magical season where the top line was great and Lane Hudson and goaltending did their thing and whatnot. They didn't fix what was the problem up front. They don't have a second-line center. They were playing with Newhook on the second line because they can't trust Kirby Dach. I don't see Montreal having the same magical powers that they had last year.
Well, I'll disagree with you and feel like I'm in the driver's seat because you were wrong last year.
I've been wrong all these years about Montreal. You've been right, but I just can't go there. Now, talking about, you know, these things, evolving hockey at the Sabres way high on their playoff and their regular season ranking.
And why do you think that is?
Why do I think that is? Goals. The amount of goals that they can score.
Really?
Yes. Because I think that the amount of goals, I don't think it will drop that much. And they're still going to score plenty of goals. It's just the amount of goals they give up, as Alex Tuck said, that's going to be the difference.
All right. Well, tomorrow when the Sabres get started, will we be talking about a huge offensive performance, or will it be Alex Lyon and the defensive play that nets them a win on opening night at KeyBank Center? We are encouraging you to be here early. The pregame party starts at 3:45 in Alumni Plaza. Live music, activities, food and beverages, player and alumni appearances, and more. And, of course, Sabre players will arrive at KeyBank Center, walk the blue and gold carpet at 3:45 p.m. Nerds Gone Wild going to play the live music, and we can't wait to get it all started on the MSG side at 6:30 with our pregame coverage. A wrap to Sabres Live right after this.
We're back with more of Sabres.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live.
presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, don't forget, home opener tomorrow, season opener tomorrow. KeyBank is providing every fan in attendance with a commemorative rally towel. So when the doors open at 5, the towel will be waiting in your seat. You have a chance to win $50,000 in the 50-50 raffle. That's a guaranteed jackpot to benefit the Sabres Foundation. You can scan the QR code on the screen. Go to sabres.com/5050. It's all there for you. What a day it should be. Stephen Babcock, local artist, going to be with us on Sabres Live tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We talk birthdays often in these segments. Last night, I asked right at the end of the show, would Josh Manson get a win on his birthday for the Avs? And not only did he get a win, he smoked Warren Fogle with a great hit in the neutral zone. So congratulations to Josh. Maybe Alexander Carrier gets a win for Montreal tonight against Toronto. Happy birthday to him.
There's more of a chance he smokes somebody like Manson did.
And to Timo Meier and to, of course, Sabres GM Kevin Adams. I will say this. I also mentioned at the end of last week's show, Musical.ly, new releases from The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, and Mayday Parade. So those albums are less than a week old, so not really celebrating a birthday, but I cannot stop listening to both of them. It has been a wonderful week for me, selfishly.
Well, good. That's what you got to do. When you do your research, you got to put the music, you got to get in the mood. You know what? George Babcock's walking by right now. He's giving us schedules.
He's always got something for us.
He's the one that fired me up before games. So music or George or whatever, find your muse. That's what you got
to
do.
I love it. Babcock to Babcock. George to end this show. Stephen tomorrow. We'll talk more music and really just get you amped up for the season opener in downtown Buffalo. We'll see you then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on What You Need to Know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.